AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump is back on the campaign trail this morning after last night's rugged candidates debate. Republican Party leaders are trying to stop his march toward the nomination, but this morning, Trump is rallying supporters in Michigan, site of next Tuesday's primary. AP correspondent Mark Smith is there and joins us live now.
Rita, to hear Trump tell it, he wiped the floor with Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, or Little Marco, as he calls him.
So last night, he had a very, very bad night. According to the various polls, he lost the debate badly.
And Cruz is now officially Lion Ted.
You know, it's amazing. No matter what you say with Ted, he'll change it. He'll do whatever he has to do. You call up, oh, I didn't know I did that.
At a community college in Warren, Michigan, Trump told backers he's on a primary roll and the others are going down. Rita?
But former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney says this morning he's not going to ride into the Republican National Convention this summer on a white horse to try to save the party from Donald Trump.
No. The people who can save this party are Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, or John Kasich. We're going to get a sense within a few days of who that person might be.
But all of those Republican presidential candidates said at last night's debate that they would vote for Trump if it came to that. This is Marco Rubio on the Today Show this morning.
Yeah, I know. I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton.
In other news, the unemployment rate is holding steady at 4.9%. February's employment report shows that a healthy 242,000 jobs were created in February. Can the brakes fail on Ford's F-150 pickup truck? The government's looking into several complaints. These are late model six-cylinder engine F-150s. No injuries reported. Ford's F-Series pickup is the top-selling vehicle in this country. This is AP Radio News. Whitney Houston's 22-year-old daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, died of pneumonia. That's according to the Fulton County Medical Examiner's Office in Atlanta. But AP correspondent Jeff Martin, who is there, says there's more to the official cause of death than that.
The statement says that the official cause of death is pneumonia, but they say that it was brought on by her face being immersed in water. She was found in the bathtub, and also drug intoxication. They said that they found marijuana and alcohol. Those were among the drugs that they found in her system.
Closing arguments begin today in the case of TV sportscaster Aaron Andrews. The question is whether two hotel companies and a convicted stalker should be forced to pay her millions after she was secretly recorded on video in 2008 in the nude videos posted online. Michael David Barrett was sentenced to serve 2.5 years in prison after admitting to stalking her. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.